This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome back. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. There are a lot of wonderful stories about how families get into the wine business, particularly in California. And I was fortunate a few weeks ago to visit with all the principals of a new winery that has a Calistoga address, but is on the St. Helena Trail. That is Parable Wines. And it really is a family project of the Eprite family, who has their base in Austin, Texas. And son Trey Eprite really took a fancy to wine and wanted to establish his own winery. And bringing into that partnership, he also brought in a very prominent winemaker in the Napa Valley and in California, that being Cale Anderson. As I said, I had a chance to sample all of their current releases a few weeks ago at a special lunch that they did at AOC in Brentwood. And it is a pleasure to welcome two of the principals of Parable Wines to the SoCal Restaurant Show, Managing Director Trey Eprite and winemaker Cale Anderson. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Andy. And thanks you for having us on.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us. Pleasure to be here.
Cale, thank you. I understand that you're on Easter break with your kids, so I appreciate you making the time.
Absolutely.
It's how these things work out. Trey, let's back up with you to kind of the beginnings of Parable Wines. You know, you grew up in Austin. And actually in Texas right now, there is quite a burgeoning wine industry. You have some wonderful wines that are coming out of the Texas Hill Country. But where did you acquire this bug, and how did you find your way to the Napa Valley?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I grew up in a very predominantly Christian Baptist household. Drinking was not a thing. My dad didn't drink. However, the late 90s, the French Paradox came along on 60 Minutes, very famous, and my dad had a heart attack at 36, and he was like, well, if red wine's good for your heart, maybe I should start drinking a little bit of it. And so he did, and a year later, we found ourselves down at the Texas coast, and I was about 16 years old or so, and there was a party at my dad's friend's house, and a lawyer brought a case of Dom over, and the owner of the house was my dad's best friend, and he was like, hey, can Trey have some? My dad was like, sure, he can have a glass. My dad's friend was a little bit of a degenerate and let me have more than one. I had a fantastic time that night, and I fell in love with wine. And then after that, I could have a glass at the dinner table when it was being served, and so I got to learn a little bit younger. And then fast forward a bit, I found myself at Texas A&M getting a degree in construction science. And my senior year, I still loved wine. Wasn't sure why all these kids were so fascinated with liquor and beer, but that was just me, literally just me. And I went over to the horticulture department once I hit 21 and went to Dr. Cobb, who taught the winemaking and viticulture classes in the horticulture department. And I asked him if he would be so kind to let me take his courses and clear me for them, even though they're senior level courses in the horticulture department. And he said, well, no one's ever asked that. Sure, Trey, you can register. I'll clear you right now. So wow. I was able to learn actually a lot about the Texas wine industry back then, and that was very small back in 2008 when I got to visit for 3 days with Dr. Cobb. And it is nice to see the Texas wine to keep improving. That really kind of got me started. And then I found myself in Napa on my honeymoon, actually, in 2013, which was my first time there. The second winery I visited happened to be VGS Chateau Patel, which later down the road is how I ended up meeting Kale. And I started going back to Napa twice a year. I ended up going to France with VGS as well. Started making friends and just fell in love with the valley. And I had an open invitation to all my friends anytime they wanted to go to Napa. I was a member of 13 wineries. I was like, look, just let me know. I'll go out with you. We'll go visit some of my wineries. I'd like to try some new ones. And I just kind of became the tour guide to Napa to my group of friends.
I gotta love it. Trey, let's take a little pause there because I want to bring your esteemed winemaker, yes. Kale Anderson, into the conversation, who you mentioned. You originally met him when he was at Pallmeyer. And for those of us that know a little bit about the California wine industry, Pallmeyer is a very prestigious label. Kale, you have a very specific style of winemaking. And I'm going to quote something here that I'd like you to explain, and that is from you. I try to make sure that none of my wines step on each other's toes stylistically. To non-wine geeks, can you explain what you mean there?
Absolutely. So, you know, I've been making wines now for, this will be my 24th vintage.
Boy, and, you don't look it.
I don't feel it either, believe me.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, every wine that I make, it's an opportunity to every single year to try to do the best wine that I can out of the grapes that I have in that vintage. And it's important for me to that each wine be different. If I'm making two of the same wines, well, then you know I'm getting lazy. That's how I kind of feel about it. I mean, every you know, I pursue it as a creative process where I'm not interested in painting the same painting over and over again. Sure, like you know, some Cabernets come from similar areas or something like that. But you know, we'll let the terroir speak. And what better place than Napa and Northern California to have so many different terroir, so many different colors and available to us to play with, to paint with, and to make wines with. So it's a creative process, and if I ever you know rest on my laurels and start trying to make all my wines the same, then you know I shouldn't be doing it anymore. That's how I view it.
You know, Kale very articulately explained, and, you know, thanks for clarifying that. Obviously, Parable is a very small production house, which we will get into as the conversation progresses. But, you know, you want the grapes to be able to express themselves and you know, definitely understandable. Trey, getting back to you, having spent an afternoon with your father and your mother, and also with you and also with Kale when the presentation of the wines was being made, I get the feeling your father, coming from commercial real estate and development, he's a pretty hard-nosed, no-nonsense guy. Before we conclude this segment and move on to the next segment, how were you able to persuade him that buying this property in Napa Valley made sense? You had to have been very persuasive.
I was, Andy. I was persuasive, and the business climate at the time worked out well in my advantage on this one. Back in 2021, early 21, there was a project that we were all involved in, and we decided to sell it, and we were going to have some 1031 money, which is likewise exchange. And so we went out to set to look for some properties. And I, when Fred tasked us with looking for properties, I said, hey, can I go to Napa and look? He's like, if you think you can find something attractive in Napa, go for it. Get on out there. So I made some phone calls. Really, the first phone call I made was to Matthew Reagan over at, he's the president of VGS Chateau Patel, and a close friend of mine. We went to France together, and he was like, Trey, that Dutch Henry property that we all looked at in 2018 burned down in the glass fire. And I did look at it with them to help them purchase it back in 2018, but as a small partner, as like a 3% partner. And he goes, I think they haven't lowered the price. If you make a phone call, you might be able to work something out. And that's what I did. And we did get it for a very attractive price. And being real estate developers as we are, and it needed to be fully rebuilt, we weren't scared of that. That's what I've done for the last 15 years of my life. So that's kind of how it happened. Nobody else really wanted to take on this project because it was such an undertaking to clean this thing up. It had a little hair on it as well, and so it all worked out.
So, Trey, basically what you had when you purchased the Dutch Henry property in terms of what was left, it was a 2.5-acre estate vineyard that, of course, you needed to replant. And the one thing that you did get, which is, I'm not sure you can actually build them in Napa County anymore, is the wine caves survived. Am I correct about that?
That is correct. The wine cave survived. The vineyard didn't make it. But, you know, it means I get my own personal touch on the vineyard, which I really did appreciate doing.
Now, in the remaining minute we have in this segment, what I want to ask you is, in the 2.5 acres, how many acres were you able to replant and what grapes?
We planted 2.5 acres. And Macy Stubstad helped me a lot on this. She's the viticulturist for the Lawrence Group now, Heidsburg, Stony Hill, and all of those. And so she put me in touch with Graham McDonald over in Tokalon, along with Aaron over at Spotswood, and Molly over there. And I was able to go collect some really cool heritage Napa budwood to use from over there. And that includes the McDonald Tokalon budwood. That includes Spotswood budwood, which is the original Martha's Vineyard budwood, and then also Isley as well. And so it really is special.
Definitely, and something to look forward to. We are talking with some of the principals from Parable Wines, new up in the Napa Valley with a Calistoga address, Managing Director Trey Epright and their winemaker Cale Anderson will return on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.
Angels Radio. AM 830.